Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what's right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. When we use the term scripture, we are clear that we're referring to the Old and New Testaments. However, when Paul was writing, much of the New Testament had yet to be written. It wasn't until AD 382 that the Council of Rome made a firm decision on which books should be included in the Bible. So what did Paul mean when he referred to all scripture? He certainly meant more than just the Old Testament. We know that because in his first letter to Timothy, he brought together a verse from Deuteronomy and a saying of Jesus, referring to them both as being scripture. We can't be sure of the form in which Paul had accessed the sayings of Jesus, but he was clearly fully aware of Jesus' ministry and teaching. Today, we're privileged to have both Old and New Testaments bound together in one volume, and we can confidently regard Paul's words as applying to both. What I find interesting in these verses is that Paul makes it clear that Scripture can have both a positive and a negative role. They shine a light on what is right, but also inform us of what's wrong. Nobody enjoys being told that they're wrong, but God loves us so much that he doesn't hold back from telling us when we need to be corrected. As the writer to the Hebrews put it, the word of God is alive and active. It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. It always gets to the point. And because it's so precisely powerful, it's able to equip us for every good work. Those who merely see the Bible as beautiful literature have missed the point. The Bible equips us to live our lives to the full. Let me pray with you. Loving God, we thank you that you speak so clearly to us from the Bible. Help us to listen with care to all that you have to say to us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.